Granny Prescott, Nanny Prescott, how does your garden grow? Well, I go and get a water can, put some water in and let the plants grow. And I splash that water on it, splash that water on it, oh, and see it grow. Cause that's how Nanny Prescott, that's how Nanny Prescott's garden grow. Oh, they should teach that the kids to love Mary, honey child. In fact, I think it's about Mary, you know, that Mary the first time. See what Ben used, honey child, trying to kill all sorts of bosses and stuff, honey child. Just because you didn't lie, because I'm not no, honey. No, you don't be doing that, Mary. I'm Mary, honey. I'm telling
you. Oh, Nanny Prescott, what are you talking about, Mary? Is it right, Mary the shackled thing?
No, Mary the first, honey, you know, bloody Mary.
What's he's back? I thought he'd been dead a long time ago.
Well, what do you want, Wilma Timber?
Well, I just came round because I thought you needed to hear the news.
How did y'all want news?
Oh, you clearly didn't see then the big interview on Dr. Stewart.
Honey, child, do I look like I had time to watch such rubbish?
Honey, we all got time. We're all locked down anyway.
The only time I didn't watch Dr. Stewart when I was on that program, child, he was a lying that man, you know, trying to shit me up with that buttercup daffodil silly lady. Well, speaking of which, I better do some flowering in the buttercup. Nanny Prescott, Nanny Prescott, how did your garden go?
No. I mean, did you not see at least P.K. Simmons with the news?
Honey, child, I avoid that thing like the plague these days. I mean, just doom and gloom, honey.
Well, maybe you should have kept an eye on it, because at the moment, I'm now really considering pulling my fellowship out of that church of ours.
What do you mean?
It's all around the world, Nanny Prescott. How do you not know?
Honey, start speaking to me in riddles and parables, honey, and give me the straight skinny.
Well, Chantel and Vanessa Pecan were on the Dr. Stewart show with their bombshell of an interview.
Why would I care about what Chantel and Vanessa got to think about stuff? Oh, I know Chantel's a bit overprotective of her lord or daughter of hers. You know, so every 5 minutes, they're like, I'm going to take off my earrings and I'm getting out my taser. Good, and they're like, honey, no one's going after your daughter.
Well, that's not what Chantel and Vanessa were saying.
What's that supposed to mean?
Kevin Davis. I mean, seriously, Nanny Prescott, what kind of womanizer man have we got one in the pulpit?
What? What do you mean?
He tried to get his hands on Vanessa, if you know what I mean.
What? No, you gotta be crazy. That's what they're saying?
Well, Chantel insists on it, and when Vanessa refused his advances, he started treating her very coldly. I mean, the stuff that he was saying that was flying outside of Kevin's mouth was all unrepeatable.
But they were peeing her alive on the Dr. Stewart show, I'm assuming.
Of course, because we've got to find out the truth.
But, well, I can't believe this. Kevin Davis is nothing but an upright, standing minister of the gospel, honey. He wouldn't be caught dead doing this.
Well, honey, he's very much alive. And trust me, people are saying he is a mad, bad man.
Who else has got him?
Well, people are jumping ship already. And you know, when people jump ship, Nanny Prescott, means it's the truth. I mean, in our day and age, with now, you know, this, you know, Me Too, whatever business going along, there's no longer time for people like that to be hiding in the cupboard.
I can't believe that our Kevin could be like a wolf.
Well, apparently so. I mean, it's pretty crystal clear, Nanny Prescott. I mean, and besides, it's not the first time we've had someone like that in our pulpit.
Yeah, we know about the other people, honey, child. But, I mean, has Kevin released a statement or anything like that?
Oh, no. As far as I'm aware, Kevin doesn't even know anything this is happening.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, he wasn't called upon for a comment at all, at least yet, but I bet now people are swarming around with tasers, because Chantel on the show, she's like, get your tasers out! And she was, you know, she was taking off her earrings, because she means business. And she was like, we're going to get that Kevin where it hurts. And so Etsy was getting waged up and armed with tasers.
Oh, my goodness. I got to go and find the man before he's electrocuted out of his life, honey, child. Let's find out what's going on.
I mean, Kevin, seriously, this is unacceptable behaviour. I mean, why did you refuse what Darnella was for questioning with her son, Carl Sultan?
Karen Carlington, as you're my secretary and all, I would have thought you heard the whole conversation and realising she was trying to dump her own child with me to look after as my own. That's not exactly what we're here from the church to do, especially with a grown boy like that. But I mean, seriously, Darnella, wasn't it? Darnella just wants to pass the buck to anybody. And you know stuff about that, don't you not? Karen, I know you're usually quite stiff for me in the first place. Not the most warmest of secretaries, to be honest with you. But even particular today, you're even more, how can I say, irksome than usual? There you go, Kevin, with such being rudeness. Well, I am just glad that Vanessa could not take it anymore. And you know what, Kevin? I have a half a mind to leave this profession, especially after what has been said about you. I mean, seriously, chasing after ladies like that in such an insane way. And when she refuses you, then you start degrading her with your mouth. Unacceptable.
Karen, what are you on about?
Caster, Kevin, honey, chat.
Oh, I bet this is your new hoochie mama.
Karen, honey, what have you been on about? Why is she your secretary, child?
That's a good question. That's a good question indeed. Do you not know what this man has done?
Honey, that's what I'm here to find out, if it's the truth. Have you seen this evidence then? This is true, infinite?
I know it to be true.
Know what to be true?
Yeah, what? How do you know? Were you there? That's a good song, you know. Were you there when it's really not appropriate at the point in time. But really, were you there?
I'm a secretary, and indeed, Pastor Kevin did meet up with Santel and Vanessa Pecan. And I must say, when it ended, that little meeting of theirs, it was not the most perfect ending. I could see from Santel, her face, it was horrified at what had gone in that room. And I just know that what she said on Dr. Stewart was the truth, because it was on Dr. Stewart. And if it was on Dr. Stewart and on the news, I know that was double edged.
Honey child, okay, that's a basic. You don't have any idea what you actually...
I know everything because I hear what is going on, and I am a very good secretary, because every secretary who is very good is very nosy, and I am indeed nosy.
That's why. Now, keep your nose up. I want to find out the truth, my pastor. Pastor Kevin, what is she on about?
I'd have no idea.
So you haven't watched any of those programs?
I don't even know what's going on.
Honey, child, there's a scandal going on in the church, apparently, according to their lips.
What scandal? What are you talking? What does Santel and Vanessa, what's going on about? I mean, Karen, you just said, you generally saying that they said that I was trying to do what?
So you have no idea?
Of course I have no idea. I don't even know what's going on. But I think now the herd of people outside with their tasers might give you a clue.
Oh my day, Chantel's found you and she's leading the mob with tasers. And oh no, she's got her earrings off. Honey, Kevin, you gotta duck down.
Duck down? What's going on? I mean, all I did was cancel with Vanessa and Santel, and I never cancel ladies by themselves. I always do it with other people around and so forth for accountability purposes. And we were just talking about things. Vanessa was saying how she felt a bit overprotected from her mother. That's all. And I suggested tips and ways that Chantel could be less overbearing.
Well, honey, child, I don't know what you told her, but this isn't the way to do it.
Santel, Vanessa, we got your back. We got your back. Kevin cancelled. Kevin cancelled. Cancelled Kevin. Cancelled.
Honey child, they already cancelled Kevin Kenway, honey child, because that was a bad show, honey child. Even for Kevin James's level. And remember, he's poor blah bull cop. One and two.
Despicable. I would never treat people like this, Kevin. Not in my gym.
Oh, Jubra God, what are you doing?
Kevin cancelled. Kevin cancelled.
Boy, they got the loonies here at Mails.com leading the tribe.
It's not Mails.com leading the tribe. It is me, Chantel. As Vanessa's mother, I must insist that we put a stop to this misogynistic, sovereignistic man of this who will be ruling such a church as this. I mean, it's just absolutely incomprehensible, terrible.
I totally agree. I mean, misogyny is totally out. Kevin, I thought you got the memo.
Listen, no one can ever accuse me of being a misogynist in the first place. I don't know what's going on here. And unlike Cardullo, whose morals keep changing whenever the wind blows, I've actually got a set of one.
Well, could you please tell me why you have tried to make a pass at my daughter?
Santel, that is complete and utter lie. I've never done something of the sort.
Well, you did it right there in that room, Karen, wasn't it true? I saw the look on your face when you got out, Chantel, and I knew something was up. Listen, as I explained to you before, you can ask Vanessa. Well, Vanessa said all on national TV, and it was also on the news, and it's going around everywhere, so that everyone would know just how much of a loser you are. I mean, we've heard all about those stories recently in the papers about those ministers who are doing stuff they shouldn't be doing after hours, if you know what I mean. And Kevin, you've just been added to that league of number, as if anyone else needs to join that group.
Honey, child!
Oh, look, it's Nanny Prescott just defending this guy.
Honey, he hasn't even had a chance to speak, okay? Did you not even talk about this at all?
Well, there was no talking with the man. How could you?
Vanessa, what actually happened in that womb?
Oh, Nanny Prescott, those wisdom fingers trying to act like Solomon and divide the baby up in half, what you're doing here is totally out. I mean, it doesn't matter what Vanessa says, because Vanessa was the victim. I mean, it's all about the facts. And the fact is that Vanessa was a victim. And...
Honey, John, that makes no sense.
Oh, see here? See, people? You're gonna cancel Nanny Prescott too. Oh, I would opt for that. Cancel Nanny Prescott. Cancel Nanny Prescott. Cancel Nanny...
Can you stop canceling people like we're all a TV show, honey child? Is it this wing circus that Chantel's just drum up here?
So you're immediately siding with the past.
Honey, I want the truth. I am scared of the truth. Unlike a lot of people in this room. Now, this is a serious accusation.
And I know it to be true.
Karen, shut up. You didn't hear anything. All you're going to talk about looks, and then someone saying that something happened in there. Okay, we need to go to the party, okay, who had this happen. Kevin didn't even know this wing circus was happening until the taser mob struck me beforehand, turned up here today. Now that might tell us something, but we need to ask the source of this issue. So we got one person who said nothing happened in that womb. We got another person who said that something did happen in that womb. We now need to go to the source of the matter instead of airing out our grievances on live TV so Dr. Stewart can get more ratings. Now, Vanessa, what happened?
I have proof that Kevin Davis is such a bad man when it comes to this whole counselling business. I mean, seriously, he threw out Carl Shorten, would refuse to accept him in. Oh, that is so terrible. That's so out, Kevin. Cancel.
Shut up, people. You know how Donna is trying to dump us something like it's a dumping ground to anybody except for looking after herself. When she left him at camp by himself, so she got some peace and quiet. White, Vanessa, back to you.
Well, as I was trying to explain on the show and to everyone else, that nothing happened.
What are you talking?
Mum, as per usual, you went crazy. Kevin went to get some tissues to wipe his nose and you thought he was trying to get at me.
You know, I'm looking out for your benefit, Vanessa. I mean, we do not like that behavior at all.
He hasn't done anything untoward to me whatsoever. The only reason why you got in a huff out of that womb was because he said some truths about you being overprotective.
Honey, I am totally not overprotective. Then why is there a taser near my neck?
Well, just, I don't want anyone touching you, okay? Just to make sense, especially him with his grabby little hands.
You have a little grabby little hands, you trying to grab your taser and tase people to dear life.
Be careful, honey, because I will taser you to high heaven.
Honey, I will slap you, silly honey child. If you cause of this such commotion and such pandemonium over such nonsense. Now, Vanessa said that nothing happened. Kevin said that nothing happened. And yet you're running around town getting your little lynch power tasers.
But, I mean, it's quite clear that Kevin did something.
Karen! It's clearly not, okay?
Oh, but I mean, Nanny Prescott, you can't be taking her word. I mean, we all know how people who are in abused situations do not talk out and speak out properly. It was up to me to see the signs, to broadcast it to the world, to know that Kevin is a bad man.
Honey, you just ruined his reputation over nothing. Okay? You didn't even bother to go to him with your concerns. You went straight to a camera, okay? And I cannot stand when people try and slander people's names just because they didn't get their way. And then try and act like victim or bring on some victim so that they can carry on their vicarious nonsense out to the world rather than go to source of problem. Because they don't want the problem solved. They want to just gossip like some gossip hounds and try and spread as much bad news as possible. So they create all the drama, and then Kevin ends up losing his job over nothing, okay? Now, Vanessa, Let me say this again, I don't want to prompt you in any way, shape, or form. Is that what you indeed saying is the truth, that what happened to him?
I can guarantee you, Nanny Prescott, Kevin has been nothing but a gentleman, and my mother, as usual, has been nothing but a nightmare. I tried to explain it, but every time, my mum would be like, nah, 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 and she would just wouldn't let me speak. But I want to speak now.
Well, honey child, somebody tells me we gotta march on to that Dr. Stewart show. You, Chantel, better come into. Karen, just for the jokes of it, you better come too. And Kevin, because we need to tell the world and broadcast the world that none of this nonsense happened, okay? And maybe we gain some respect that this pastor needs to have thanks to Chantel and her nonsense.
It's but Vanessa, I mean, say, Mum, it's time to give this up. This is ridiculous. This is so crazy. This is so over the board. This is stuff that I was warning you to not be like, and instead you made it worse. Okay, maybe I overreacted a bit with the whole tissue thing. Okay, it's true, I didn't really see anything like that happen. But I care about you, Vanessa, and I don't want you to be attacked at all in any way or have any untoward advantages towards you. Mum, that's understandable, but this is not understandable, okay? You better write it out now and apologize to Pastor Kevin. Fine, I'm sorry, Pastor Kevin, and we might as well go out to Dr. Stewart and tell him all. Needs to give P.K. Simmons some more things to talk about besides the coronavirus, I suppose.
Nanny Prescott, Nanny Prescott, how does your garden grow?
Oh, Nanny Prescott, Nanny Prescott, did you hear the news?
Oh, no, what happened now?
The whole Kevin thing was a hoax. I knew it to be a hoax. I mean, Kevin was such an upstanding citizen and just an morally upright man. I mean, who could have even thought that what Chantel was saying was indeed the truth?
Here we go again, Velma. You always believing in the truth, even though you're always a sucker for a lie, honey child.
What did you say?
Nothing, honey. But I'm glad that's all well, that's in world, honey child. And if you excuse me, I'll go back to my gardening. Daddy Prescott, Daddy Prescott, how does your garden grow?
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grassy Valley, and I'm the creator of the show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for listening. It's always great to have you to listen. Do remember there is a back catalogue of episodes you can listen to. We're now on to episode 80, which is fantastic. But do let everyone else join in on the fun so they can enjoy it for themselves also. But until next time, bye-bye for now.